Last time on Crown of the Kobold King, Scarab was able to reconnect the dwarf head to the corpse. Doing this put the spirit to rest. But there was still another problem. Monet was terrified and running away into an unknown area. Our story continues now.
Scarab's gonna fire at the Jeepers Creepers! Scarab's gonna fire at the shade in front of real Monet. The one.
The
south,
Shadow Monet?
South of Monet.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
I forget how to do that. There we go.
You got it.
Frick, man. This feels like the last time you lost both of his friends. Natural 20.
Yes! Beautiful. Okay, and that's against Shadow number 2.
Yes, finally.
Hey, by the way,
where are them cards?
Oh, card.
Card. Bob,
it's been a while.
Did you roll
I forgot
damage
that happened.
On that shadow that she went through?
Yes, three points of lightning damage.
Okay, good. Red just want to make sure. I just want to make sure because it is anyone, even
yes.
Alice.
No, I counted it. Sorry. I did a reflex save for it and anything. And then did a reflex save for it and everything.
And anything.
And did a reflex and anything.
And all that.
And then whatever you want.
And then I need another D4. It's like how it's like, all these are going to upgrade to your D6s or D10s. And there's going to be 5 of them, but also a D4. Just thinking. Take one of those with you. Hell yeah. Let's rock. Let's kill shadows.
Please do.
Here's to hoping. I've got the power of Goku and Christ on my side.
Dude, what if Jesus was in Dragon Ball Z?
Fucking incredible.
He was pretty strong in South Park.
Yeah.
And Rick and Morty.
Yeah, that one does not
and
work.
And Family Guy. Well, he's kind of a dick in Family
he's
Guy.
He's a dick in Family Guy. He's a dick in Rick and Morty, too. But he was strong. He was ripped. Beat the shit out of Rick and Morty.
That's like my favorite thing when Jesus is put in the show. It's so funny.
God, you guys need to see Preacher. Holy shit.
Is Jesus in it?
Yes.
Is he ripped?
Yeah, he's... Oh. I mean, he's a cool guy. I like Jesus.
Dude, Jesus is a fucking cool guy and preacher. Right?
Okay, let's see here.
No,
I
can't say anymore. Spoilers.
Oof. For the sake of friendship, can I get a D10 from each of you?
Yeah.
Just 2 D10s from my friends, not from the evil man killing my friends.
Your root lord's
that's
D10.
Purple?
Oh. Oh, is it?
Oh, is it?
One of my D12s is slightly smaller than the other one. Even though they're the same size. What the hell?
Talking about your nuts?
No. Look at these two. Put these two D12s down. They're both the same style. One of them is slightly shorter.
Through Scarab's head flashes a remembrance of his old compatriot, Cobcorn, who got swallowed whole by a great... dire beast. Scarab thinks about this hole that he's in with no feasible way out and his friends before him dying. He's gonna hit this friggin' shade for triple damage. Let's count it up.
Yeah!
It's gonna be 54 magical damage.
54 magical. Magic is the only property?
Magical, cold iron.
Piercing.
Piercing, precision.
Make it go away.
How much of it is precision?
9.
46. Okay.
Oh my god!
Monet, behind you, you hear the crack of the gun, and then you hear just past your head a as the bullet whizzes by, and the shade that was in front of you disperses in a cloud. Just.
Oh, you got it! Hell yeah, dude! Scarab reloads. That's his turn. Oh, actually, Tricky is going to step forward just a little bit. 10 feet. For free.
For free?
At the end of my turn, Tricky... I'd never do it, though. I never do it, but... If he's not commanded, he can do whatever he wants.
Which brings us to Monet. It's your go again. You were standing face-to-face with the shadow of yourself.
Monet, get out of here!
No, it's like Pokemon the movie 2000. The shadow punches her, and you just have to take it, and you have to hug your shadow, hug it, love it.
Slap each other till you cry, and then we'll all cry.
All of us are gonna cry. Rootbo turns to stone. No.
Is that pen and paper movie, or is it a 3D image movie?
It's the Mewtwo. It's the Mewtwo and Mew.
Yeah, Pokemon the movie 2000.
Origin. But they remade it on Netflix. There's a new version of it. It's really good. It's like shot for shot, and it's really good.
Wow.
I don't know why they did it, but
why
it's
why do a shot for shot remake? It's like what we were talking about with Disney and the live action.
Exactly.
Why do you bother?
Except this one is like...
people will pay for it.
It's just such a waste of money.
It's totally.
What
are you thinking?
I think I need to do a knowledge check. I don't know what's going on with my shadow.
I mean, that makes sense. It's your shadow. If my spirit was standing in front of me, I'd be like, hey, man, what's up?
I was wanting to do one, too. I just haven't had the chance yet.
I'm going
to
do a knowledge check.
Scarab knows these things shadow. Bleed now, so fire away.
Go ahead and give me one. It has to be either a cult or religion.
I have a cult. Natural 20.
Yes!
Oh, yay!
Natural 20.
Natural 20. Oh, all right, what do you want to know?
How tall is he?
I want to know...
How tall is he, my shadow?
How much do I get to know?
Favorite color.
The main thing I'd like to know a lot, but the main thing I want to know is... If it dies, do I die?
Okay.
Kind of situation.
Here's what you remember. You're trying to think back, and maybe because your religion isn't very high, maybe it's one of those books that you just happen to read in the library that you came from, and something, a passage maybe, sticks out to you for a second, and you recall that shadows, as they are referred to, are a peculiar type of undead. Yeah, they have typical undead immunities.
I think she would read about those, especially living in...
the Shadow Plane.
Yeah.
You know that they are immune to things like that other undead are immune to, like bleed, death, disease, paralysis, poison, precision damage, unconsciousness. You also know that they have a hardy resistance to those that remain on the material plane, gaining a mechanical resistance 5 to everything aside from force, ghost touch, spirit, or vitality damage. And they get double that resistance against non-magical sources. They have a weakness to light. And a vulnerability to light as well. In fact, you know that if a person were to bathe themselves in magical light before dealing an attack, that it would cause them to do damage they otherwise would not be able to do. Something else you know about them. Shadows have the ability to steal shadows you witnessed firsthand, and you remember based on that, that should the shadow that stole your shadow die, while the shadow spawn lives, then the shadow spawn will become a fully autonomous shadow.
So my shadow needs to die before the one that stole my shadow dies.
Or you need to recover from enfeebled, in which case the shadow will return to you before that shadow dies.
Wait, so I
don't
this
remember
up.
Which one
kill
took my shadow.
Guess you gotta kill them all.
So did you get your whatever questions you wanted?
Yes. I was worried that if we killed... like the shadow Monet, that it would kill Monet.
Nah, it'd be cool though.
That'd be terrifying.
Monet will share all of the like weaknesses and resistances. Resistant or immune to precision, weak to light and vitality.
Has right? resistance 5 to everything other than force, ghost touch, spirit, or vitality damage. And then gets double that against anything that is non-magical.
but you got magical and you do big boom, big bang boom. So it really doesn't matter.
It's critical.
Still big bang boom.
If not critical, I do 5.
Well.
Or less. Much less. Done it before. Done 3 on 3 die. Yeah.
2 more actions, right?
2 more actions.
2 more Monet.
So I think... Is she just me? So like my saves are all the same too.
Your saves, your AC.
Deep into your soul. What's your biggest weakness? And touch that.
And tell us. How do we kill you?
I mean, I'll tell you. Head. It's will. It's 100% will, which is why I ran away in the first place. I mean, I did get a natural 1, but even...
Scream boo.
Like, my will is plus 12.
Scare the shadow.
Boo! Boo, motherfucker!
Well, but the thing, what's important is the light. Does that do damage to it? It doesn't just make it... disappear to where they can't touch you, but they're still living within the light.
My understanding is if you have a magical light on you, then you can do the damage that wouldn't normally.
Attacks against the shadow are treated as magical if made by a creature who is in magical light or with an object that is magical light, such as from the light spell.
So it just allows you to touch them.
Instead of having to deal with resist 10, you do resist 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
so that goes really matter for us.
Dragon, Dark Souls,
magical.
Yeah, that's just for if you only do physical damage. Okay. Well, I think
so awful.
I think I'm gonna go ahead and have. It's a bit damn scary. Also, our AC is 23. Mm-hmm. I am going to have Monet. Summon a Beyblade.
Oh,
summon a baby.
Right here.
Is that going to hit Rumor too?
Nope, it hits one one adjacent creature.
That's right, sorry, I was still thinking of the broken version from before.
Yeah, that was the broken version.
Perfect version.
Perfect Beyblade.
Can you give me... Do you have my Beyblade token? Or no?
Beyblade!
I thought you were going to say, can you play a Beyblade sound? I fucking just did.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't hear it.
It sounded very, it was very Star Trek. It had some like...
Where is the Beyblade? Very nostalgic. Ah, there it is. It's the Beyblade one.
Yep, there it is. Hell yeah. So she's going to summon her Beyblade.
Oh, no!
So, no damage from the Beyblade?
That's a miss. That's her turn. That's what I said.
Gotcha. Alrighty. It is now shade number... Where are we? Shade number 1, top of round 3. Did you guys enjoy all that?
No.
Good. All right, that's the one in the back's turn then. He's just going to fly up right next to the Beyblade and Rootmore, and he's going to reach over and give Rootmore a little pat on the back. Not great. 22.
Oh, it's a miss.
Beautiful. And he'll do another. And miss.
Oh, very good. Thank goodness.
Bye-bye.
And that brings it to you, Rootmore.
This really sucks because... Rootmore doesn't have a shield anymore.
Yep, it broke.
Yeah,
it exploded.
And we don't have a repair kit.
I actually just remembered something right now.
No amount of crap.
I couldn't have done my Beyblade. Her elements aren't channeled.
Okay, well you did, you know, no harm, no foul, so we'll just...
You just glitched out for a second during your turn. That's all that happened.
You do still have whatever actions those took, though. You want to go back now that this one's over and do your turn real quick?
Exit missed anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. So she would summon her elements. That's throughout all of those turns.
You just tried to do the same thing again.
No, she can't. She can't. It's 2 actions. She throughout all of those turns, I was thinking I need to summon her elements. Because she didn't have her little swirly on her.
Yeah, both combats, I'm thinking, I need to raise my shield. No, I don't have a shield.
But then when it got to my turn, I was like, well, I need to find out what the fuck's going on with this shadow. So she'll just do a single action elemental blast on Shadow Monet. Which? I'm just gonna roll that.
Yeah, Rootmore, use a dagger as a shield.
That
throws
is
dagger at Rootmore.
A hit because shot. I know my own AC, but I'll go ahead and say it anyways. That is a 30 to hit.
That's a hit.
Damn! Did you say damn him or?
No, I said hell yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Damn. And she will fire a whole bunch of them, a whole bunch of little metal shards directly into Shadow Monet.
Good.
For
hate that. Hit that thing. Get that ew out of here. Yuck.
Ooh. Ooh. 14 damage.
Wow.
I've never had to do so much math. Playing this character.
Amazing.
Wait,
you made it
that's
this far.
Incorrect. There's more damage.
But wait, there's more.
Oh,
because
I was gonna say that.
Because it's melee range, and it's that's plus her con and her strength. Hold on. Oh my god. My character. What did I say? 14?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's actually 21 damage.
Yeah!
That's a difference.
That's a difference.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole other seven. That's
that is a whole
sevens.
Other seven.
Praise be, 3 sevens. Jackpot.
Alrighty.
It's a good thing she didn't have her elements channeled, I guess.
Don't need those.
Oh, she does. It's just...
Don't
you know,
need those.
I did retcon the thing that she did do with no elements.
We don't have to talk about that anymore.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Sorry. Okay.
No, let's pretend that didn't happen.
As long as it benefits us.
Thank you for letting me retcon that.
You're welcome. All right. As you end your turn, we're going to go ahead and just jump back over to Rootmore's turn.
That's right.
What did you want to do, Rootmore? Not good enough. Scarab, your
Fake
turn.
Monet. Rootmore looks at Monet, and then he looks at Monet, and then he attacks Monet.
All right, 50-50. Which one do you hit?
I know,
after
right?
After moving. 5, 10, 15, 20. Fake Monet is now flanked.
You don't have an attack of opportunity, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
Sure
you
don't.
You could have just squeezed past the...
I was
going
to take that chance anyway.
Just squeeze past the corner of the wall there.
I don't think that's possible.
Why?
Power attack. It's not called power attack.
It's vicious.
Vicious swing, thank you very much. It's been such a long time. I missed this game. Let's go. Come on, baby. Yeah. 29 to hit.
That's a hit.
Ooh. Hell yeah. Another.
Dang, 33.
6 D10 coming.
That's a lot.
That's a D8. God damn it.
Cheater.
That's uncheating.
That is also a D8. Oh, it's been way too long.
Pudding.
Okay.
I hope they got picked up on mic.
I think
it's also
did.
A D8.
No, the pudding. When his die hit.
Oh, it
his
definitely
hand.
Did.
This is a nice sound.
Rolling into a spittoon. You guys ever think about how gross it is that chewing tobacco was so common at some point that they had literal, like, vases that you would spit into in establishments?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, my grandpa used Dr. Pepper can. I drank from it once.
I did that to my dad's Coke can.
Bleh. Stop.
Awesome.
22 magical bludgeoning damage.
Nice.
22. All right. Just got a minus resistance.
Oh, so here's the thing
about
Monet.
It's gotta be magical slippery damage.
He actually takes double damage from Rootmore.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
She's weak to dwarves.
That one time Rootmore hit her.
Yeah, Rootmore said a really mean insult
one
night.
It's like quadruple damage.
So, actually...
Damn, holy shit.
If she is just Monet, that you gotta take that into account, that she takes extra damage from Rootmore.
I think he believes it. I think he's falling for it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Amon, I think he believes your lies.
I don't feel good about this.
You're gaslighting him.
I feel really bad about this.
Amon, learn to gaslight.
Should we tell him?
No.
What? Tell him
Cody,
what? This is
Felicia's
the truth.
Lying.
I'm not lying. When I take it, we just don't know because Rootmore's never actually hit Amon's
Monet. Become a gaslight master.
Gasmast.
Gasmaster.
Like, there's no way that you could have known, and that's not your fault. It's okay that you missed that fact.
Are you done?
But
You can't tell. I'm looking at Emod. It sounded like I was interrupting Felicia, which I was, but not to ask her if she was done.
Are you done?
Are you done? Turn to Emod.
Yeah, one action to stride, two actions for the vicious swing.
Okay, perfect. That's going to bring us to shadow number one.
Okay, but you did add that extra damage.
I did indeed.
Burger King foot
ladder. The shadow's going to move, and it's going to move through Shadow Monet.
Shundy Mundy.
Up to here.
Did you have to move her to move the other one?
Oh,
no. Yeah, I did, because it went underneath Shadow Monet.
Oh, okay. That was very silly.
Reactive strike.
Reactive strike.
Come on, baby.
Hopefully you don't kill that one if it's... Whatever.
I think that's the one.
30 to hit.
A critical.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Make sure I get D10s this time.
It's okay. It's probably fine.
But it just makes it into another... It's still kind of up in the air in my brain.
Doing this wrong.
I just want to kill you first.
Yeah.
Right.
You said critical, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, let me add five more die.
Sounding like a drug addict over there.
It's
critical, right? And it's mine. I can have it.
Ooh. 32 damage.
Dang! From an opportunity, tie your shoes. Bam!
Oh. Minus resistances. You splatter the shadow.
Yes!
Oh!
Which means it is Shadow Monet's turn. And immediately you see a look of fear overwash her as her allies disappear one by one, and she begins to flee.
She's gonna steal my shadow.
No.
Wait! No, you already used it.
Yeah. Oh! Scarab can see that.
I have dark vision.
He's got dark vision, 60 feet.
And he's sitting on a cow, so it's higher than 3 feet.
There you go, you can see she's gone.
Cow?
I was wondering if anybody was
cow. Alright, next in initiative. Scarab.
Monet said something about having to kill her first! Yeah, Tricky!
And using a Cavalier's Charge, Scarab and Tricky are going to run 60 feet.
Yeah!
Do I see anything from this point?
Question, do you have to charge in a straight line?
No.
Okay. It's not really a charge, but all right.
That's first edition shit.
Or, you know, logic. I wouldn't exactly say that people going around a track are charging, but all right. She's there.
Woo!
And as we round that corner, because actually he would stop like the moment that he sees her, but they round that corner, and as they round the corner, Scarab fires, Tricky slides into that position. We're gonna shoot at her. We're shooting. Here it comes. I'm gonna shoot.
Rounds the corner and shoots down a fleeing woman.
Sure does.
Here comes
she's got my shadow.
Shoots her in the back bravely. As you bravely shoot her in the back.
I don't even. Shouldn't even.
Oh, Matthew.
I don't even.
Shouldn't even look at it.
Up.
Didn't even look. That's fantastic.
Oh, kill it.
AC 23.
32 to hit.
That's a hit, not a crit.
So not a dang crit. So it's going to be a little baby damage.
Frightened one, though?
Scared?
I'm not frightened.
Because he didn't roll high enough?
Oh, I'm spooked.
Run away.
Not bad. 8 magical damage.
Actually, that is something.
Oh, wait. Is Monet it's still shadow? I was going to... It would be 8 magical plus 3 piercing.
So 11.
Totals.
Also, Monet is actually afraid. She does get the frightened condition. Actually frightened, too. Anytime Scarab is about to shoot her. So, like, it is my character.
Yeah, no, it's
true.
Was
there. I was listening intently, like, what is this?
She's afraid of guns.
I was like, God damn it.
Little known fact, Monet's afraid of guns.
Monet is afraid of guns. Especially when Scarab is about to shoot her, so she should be frightened too. So she should actually have a minus. So that would be a crit.
Well, I don't
cover his mouth.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I know you don't have my character sheet, so that's all on my character sheet.
And Scarab, if he has a chance to say, he doesn't want her to be frightened. He wants her to join the party.
He wants her to be terrified.
Hey, come on! Jory!
If you couldn't tell from his mannerisms, he wants her to join the party.
Scarab reloads. That's it. That's it.
We owe you a gun hit.
Preach.
Oh, another thing about Monet. Anytime she gets shot, she dies.
Another thing about Monet. God. I'll remember that. Next combat.
Oh, no. Everyone has guns. We've seen what you've been working with.
Monet, you're up.
Machine guns.
Yeah, they have mounted M30s. Whose turn is it?
Hootmore's turn.
Well, no. Monet just finished
Monet
her turn.
Just finished.
Okay, so it is one of the shadows.
I think that might skip me. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Root more. Nah, that's fine. Root more, get over here, buddy. Come on. What are you doing?
No, it is actually the shadow's turn.
Come on, Root more, get over
and
here, buddy.
And it's going to go right up next to Root more. I guess I can put it like right here so it doesn't trigger your AOO.
I was going to say, but I already used it.
You did already use it. It's actually going to go all the way around you because it sees that you're weak and incapable.
Was this the one that had the greatsword?
Yeah. Two great swords. He was dual wielding. In one hand.
Dark Souls 3.
He's holding him like Darth Maul.
This is dumb.
A very strong shadow.
You deserve to drop your dice.
Piss off.
He already did.
It's going to swing at you, Rumor.
Thank you, dude.
30.
Oh. I mean, that's a hit.
Damn.
Golly.
Laugh too soon.
13 points of void damage.
Oof.
And then you feel it begin to tug at you. You were enfeebled one.
Enfeebled one!
And that's all it's got.
Don't get any more ammo.
No, enfeebled sucks.
You lose one of them per hour.
Per hour?
Okay. Per hour.
Quality.
Which means now it is your turn, Rootmore.
Okay. So that must be a creature-specific thing. So the description doesn't say...
Yes.
Yeah. Rootmore. I just closed my character sheet.
Right click. No, actually, sorry. Go all the way over to where the ellipses is next to the bar.
I don't know what an ellipses is.
The three dots next to your little beautiful face on the far right.
This?
Yep. And then click it.
Third
reopen
period.
Close tab.
Ellipses.
He's broken.
Reopen close tab.
It doesn't auto read.
I don't know how to read under pressure.
Actually, sorry. Right click up where your tabs are. It's the wrong spot.
Okay.
Right click up there. Reopen close tab.
Ah! I still got to go through the rigmarole.
But you didn't have to type the address in. Didn't that save you so much time?
Yeah. Shit. What was I? You said it was my turn and I was going to my sheet and I closed
it. Nope. Next up is... Yeah, it is your turn.
Okay.
That was Alt F4.
Right, that was the command.
Rumor's gonna battle medicine himself.
Yeah!
We're going for the DC 20. Oh god, okay, so 12 plus 14, 26. So that's just a regular success. 2d8 plus 10.
Still good.
18.
That's good stuff.
Okay, so he's almost full on his HP.
Oh, so Rootmore could go down next turn.
He's not supposed to.
With three attacks, you say.
He's not supposed to. Is that what you said, Imad?
No, no. I saw that he had 3 stamina points. He's not supposed to have that. He's at 0. Can he pep talk himself?
Was it 0? Nice.
Come on, buddy. Let's see. So that's one action for the battle medicine. I need to put the little symbol on him so I don't forget. What symbol are we using, Fee?
I did a little... I did the shield with the lightning bolt on the bottom.
Because that says don't heal me again.
I guess the shield with the chain around it makes more sense. So it's the shield with the chain around it. I'll change mine back. I just really liked the little...
Gosh.
Sorry, the heart with the chain around it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, dang. Totally in another, in the upper floor. But there are like, there's another shield in this building. I just don't think we're on it. I was just thinking about Rumor.
Vicious swing at this shadow right in front of me. Get away from me.
Kill
it. Oh, come on.
Kill it.
28 to hit.
Hey.
That hits.
Okay. 2d10.
How much damage can you do to this yet so far untouched shadow?
Oh no.
But it's also untouched. That's the one. We'll see.
He said that we wouldn't necessarily fart know knocker. If that one happened.
Yeah, I just
forgot this one more.
I think that's the one.
18 bludgeoning magic.
Minus resistances.
Which there are none, which is awesome.
Okay, mm-hmm. What else you got?
That's it.
Beautiful.
Ooh, that's it.
And next.
Shut up! I healed myself and don't
no,
damage.
You kicked
ass. You leave me alone.
Next is Monet's shadow turn. Shadow turn.
Stop. Why are you running?
Y'all are gonna chase this thing and Rumor's gonna die. Kill me!
That sucks.
That sucks, bro.
Monet can see over there.
Bye, Rumor.
A little bit.
Goodbye, Rumor.
She can see there.
Oh,
yeah. See that?
Let's get ready to rumble.
She can see that.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
Not. I almost did it. Monet is over here just waving a flashlight.
I can see.
I can see it.
Yeah, I'm trying to track where you can see versus the fucking wall. Can you move that out of the way?
Monet's shadow's
can
just.
Can you hitting. Stop?
Monet's shadow's just flat against a wall, like, oh, God.
Because we're going from. Hold on.
Where's better be a shadow. Like, it should be able to hide very easily.
Shadow zone.
Your line of sight can't extend beyond that corner. So I guess actually you could see up to that corner. There.
Is this a wall?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Here's a little bit of the darkness. Just for you.
Thanks.
All right, and that's it for Shadow Monet. Scarab, it's your go.
Dang it.
Just let her go, Scarab. Let her go.
Dang it.
Why?
We'll catch up to her later.
Why would I do that?
Because we don't know what's out there and Rumor's gonna die.
I don't want her to go away.
I don't
classic
want...
Scare voice.
What do we do?
I don't want her to go away.
Oh, but no, for serious here, though, like, she gets away, then what? You die?
Cody,
no.
Can you grab me
I know we didn't land on you dying from that, but
what
still.
What happens is Monet no longer has a shadow.
It's
That's
feels...
what happens.
Feels bad.
She doesn't get her shadow anymore.
Feel like there's more to it.
I rolled a natural
20.
You
rolled 20. A big. Yeah, you did.
I rolled a natural 20.
All right, Rumor. Close your eyes. I'm about to shoot you. We have to kill Rumor's shadow.
And I mean, she got... Like, I feel
no,
like...
It's me!
No!
I feel like she would definitely have... I think she would have some hesitation about chasing her any further because that's what got her in this mess in the first place.
Rumor, hurry up! Quit playing around! Scarab's gonna fire at the shade in front of Rumor.
You got a clear shot with the wall corner in the way there?
I mean, how tall is the wall?
3.5 feet. But you are on tricky.
Yeah, big pig.
Yeah.
I'm a big pig.
Yeah, you can do that.
Big pig.
That's gonna be a... Again, dang it. 32 to hit.
Ooh.
Critical? Critical.
Monet's would have to be a 33.
Yes, finally.
Yippee!
Oh, dang it, I crit again.
Ah, oh, dang it.
And that Scarab pulls that trigger. 36 magical! Bam!
Wow!
Son.
Clap, clap!
Dead.
Killed him.
Yes!
Rumor, how fast can those little legs take you? We've got a shadow to chase.
Oh, I'll be right behind you.
he's gonna... Okay, action number two. He's going to spend an action, give Tricky two actions. We're going to walk 5, 10, 15, 20, 30. If I round the corner, do I see anything more?
He has dark vision. He can see forever.
Through walls.
Let me just remove all the darkness on here. I don't even know why we use it.
You're right.
No, not like that. But Tricky, is this all just hallway? Because Tricky will just keep walking if...
Bam.
She ain't there. Okay, so... 5. Enhance. 10.
Don't like that.
25.
Just run past it. Who cares?
Do you think 30. They killed her?
No.
Tricky and Scarab are going to end further in the hallway.
Oh, no.
And Scarab's
we're
gonna...
just triggering encounter after encounter.
And Scarab's going to reload his weapon.
It's a GM's dream.
This is great. No, I'm having fun too, man.
We're
going to
die.
Is great. No, we're going to die. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Not necessarily. I mean...
We won't necessarily be fine.
That's exactly what I said.
I know. I loved reiterating it.
Scarab reloads. That's it.
So we see some... Zimbos.
You see nothing.
You don't see shit.
All right, I know.
Shut up.
Hey, for the listener.
We got leapers!
Yeah.
Leapers!
Not leapers.
It's the rubber band man zombies.
The jumpies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Spring feet.
Yes, you do. Scared what you see as you begin to run down the hallway. It begins to widen into what appears to have been maybe at one point some sort of dormitory or shared living space. However, the room in front of you, what you can see, much of it seems to have collapsed and or been ruined into disrepair. There are broken bits of furniture strewn about the floor, as well as piles of rubble and rock. And from among them, you can just barely make out these similar undead heads to what you've seen so far. Much like in the graveyard, these you already know are Festrogs. Bodies covered in pulsating pustules and boils begin to slowly crawl out of the rubble and debris, and they let out a low hiss as they see you coming and they hear you screaming. I'm gonna add a lot of people to initiative. Give me a second.
This is quite intense. I do say so.
What are we gonna do? Sleep?
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. As soon as we end this session, I'm gonna go work on another character sheet.
We're gonna have to sleep.
Yeah, I was thinking we were gonna do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely have to.
I hope you can.
He said that he's gonna have to add a bunch.
It's okay.
Yeah, they're not crazy strong or anything.
Yeah, we'll be fine with these. It's just nuts. This is our third encounter. The first one we got lucky. We were able to figure it out and just not have to fight. Second one, it's like, where's Monet? Third one, get Monet Shadow.
this is when the anime finally catches up with the manga, and it's just boom, 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 boom. No more filler. We're just going, going, going.
All right, so Scarab, you just finished your turn on the precipice of the room, and you can see these creatures begin to crawl up, and they immediately... After crawling off the debris, you can hear them like clicking and clacking to each other and making noise before they all begin to charge you.
Oh.
One of them is going to run up 20 feet. Yeah, we'll get two of them. We'll run up. And first one will take a swing at you with its jaws. 17, terrible roll. It's going to try to bite
you. Great roll. What the hell are you talking about?
Sorry. Gray roll. 18 on the second roll. Also a miss. The second one is going to try to bite at you for a 27.
Hit.
For 10 points of piercing damage.
Is that in my ears, belly button?
Bit you on the inside of your belly button.
What are we going to put in there, Tricky? Hopefully something flashy.
All right, Monet, you're up.
I'll tell you what. Monet is going to bing, bang, boom.
Big bang!
10-foot burst right here.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
10-foot burst. Tremor. Two actions.
Yeah, what does that do again?
So I actually need to give a message to anyone out there. In the past, we've done Tremor 1d8 plus 3d10 because the wording on Path Builder was super weird. At the top, for the damage, it had d10s and it had d8s, so it was very confusing. It seems like they've updated it now and it only has 3d8, so it is 3d8.
Okay.
Okay.
There are no d10s in Path Builder anymore, so I'm going off of that. Like I said in a past one, if I'm doing my character wrong, let me know. Nobody did. That's okay.
Hell yeah, man.
But
push on.
But I also,
we're going back two chapters. We're
in that
do
one,
a combat again.
In that one, I said I'm going off of what Path Builder says because that's all I really have to go off of. It's not.
We
but that's what
rules.
I said.
The rules ain't well expressed. We change them. We make them work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so 3d8 bludgeoning. They get a basic fortitude save.
Come on.
Fortitude. 17 and a 22.
Oh, the 22 passes.
Damn.
17 fails.
Not bad.
That, so the failure takes 14 bludgeoning.
Oof, okay.
That's
and
really good.
The pass
failure
is 7. And then that area that you took away is difficult terrain.
Okay, let me redraw that with a circle.
It is difficult terrain until the start of my next turn. And that is Monet's turn.
Good stuff.
She moved and did a tremor difficult terrain.
Okay.
21 damage.
That makes it to where, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the Festrogs get to go now.
Golly.
Wow.
I have 1 running, 5, 10.
Really good, 15, difficult terrain. Very good.
Oh, yeah
that's actually
five.
Amazing.
Yeah, can we see any more of this area, by the way?
15. Not from where you are.
Okay.
Scarab's the closest one. That's the vantage you get. 25. That's the end of that movement. Got that difficult terrain. All right, so it's also going to charge up to you, Scarab, and it's going to try to bite you. Natural 1.
Very
ooh,
good.
Red, oh, red, red, you got to do it.
Red, red. That's right. There's a thing.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Did you poo-poo in your pants? It is enfeebled 1. I'm going to do the sleepy face for him.
Evil. Yes.
It's a minus 1 to all dex checks, including AC and
gonna,
reflex saves.
Steal your shadow.
And he doesn't have any more actions, so then 5,
golly.
10, 20, 30 is the end of that movement, and then 10, 15.
Oh my god, Scarab! He's got a wall of
thank you.
Rubber band man all over you, man. Stretchy zombies.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to do.
And do you still have a shadow over by you?
No.
Okay.
That never existed.
Okay. So that second one is going to charge up as well and try to bite you, Scarab, because that's the end of his movement. Natural 2.
Oh, yeah! You're
not going to hit with that.
Natural 2, huh?
Two
what's it equal, huh?
Total.
Not that that really matters.
What you are?
11.
Doesn't. Yeah, 9 plus 9.
+9.
Okay, that is
go
it for all
the
of
water.
Them that moved, which brings us back to the top of what is now round 4 with Rootmore.
Oh,
yeah.
Rootmore hears a bunch of stuff happening.
Yeah,
he's just
screeching
run
and kerfuffle.
Hey.
Jumpers, leggy boys.
Rootmore's not Rootmore. No, I'm Rootmore. I'm Rootmore.
Rootmore.
Monet's shadow went that way. He's so far behind. He's
little clink, 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 clink.
Rootmore spends all three actions running 60 feet, and he's still... He made it probably halfway towards the fight. So it's going to be another turn.
He's a bit sleepy, so he's going to stop here. Kidding, kidding.
Why? Hey, tiny legs, man!
Get here! Run more! Run more!
Run more! Run more!
All right. Scarab and Monet, what you can see is from the back of the room, past all the Festrogs, you see...
Federales.
Federales. Oh! Monet, oh, Shadow!
Oh, she needs to go by. All fine. Ain't no attacked by none of these boys. They're all good pals.
She just walked by in the darkness. Walked past. She's looking for the vending machines.
She got all piled up with the zombie boys.
Real quick like too. Seaman.
Seaman. Seemingly.
Ding dang, all cozy up.
Six zombies.
New zombie. Okay, and after that is going to be another Festrog.
Damn.
Okay, that's it's one.
They're like level 4. Level 3, some shit.
15.
Jesus, so many guys.
25, that's 2.
I need some spray.
Five,
seven, just have him hit his friend. 20. He really wants to get over there.
This one's going to swing at you, Monet, jumping at you, biting with its jaws. 15 to hit.
That's not a hit.
Yeah, it didn't feel good.
Okay.
Didn't feel right.
Yes.
And
they're not good at hitting. Don't let Cody know.
I forgot to move
but
one of them.
There are so many of them, and they're still festering.
I forgot to move the last one.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why is this one bigger than the rest of them?
No.
Oh, I forgot. Just kidding. He's normal sized, and there's just so many on the screen.
Eight five, zombies. 10,
eight leaping 20, lizards.
Leaping lizards.
30.
Golly and a half.
That one's going to swing at you as well, Monet. Once again with the jaws, 21 to hit.
That's
get
a miss.
Out of here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait. That could be a lie. That's a miss. I knew that.
Swinging with his jaws. He probably should have used his neck.
Back to Scarab.
Do they have reactive strike?
I don't know.
I'm going to find out.
A knowledge check.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Wowzers.
Dang it. Monet. We got to get out of here, bro.
How's your fortitude?
Fortitude? It's not amazing. I'm not really trying to stay and bang. They're not swing. Like, they're missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like it's the worst thing in the world, but this is not great.
No. This is a bad swarm. Bad swarm.
I would rather run and shoot personally.
Yep.
So, that's... Scaredily looks down at Monet, his eyes very wide. They're usually just like all black because he's got like lizard eyes, but you see whites around the edges of his eyes. And he looks at you and says, "We gotta run!" Scarab turns, fires his weapon okay, how do I say this?
Bring it for me.
This one right here, right between Monet and Scarab.
Okay, the one to the southwest.
He's going to fire at that one as Tricky begins the Cavalier's charge.
Okay, go ahead and roll the hit, and then you can do the movement.
Come on. Big money. Let's see a 20. That'd be wild.
Come on.
Nope. 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah, okay. Dude.
Yeah, see, they're definitely lower level. Definitely lower level, possibly. Still so many of them, and I don't know if more are going to show up.
Yeah.
Yeep.
Bad swarm.
Ugh. 8. Magical cold iron might actually do something to them, if I'm remembering.
Okay. I need a reflex from both of you, because as your bullet pierces through the creature, its pustules burst, spreading a green liquid onto both of you.
Oh, reflex.
Ooh. 28.
Critical success. Nothing happens to you.
Scarab's in the 30s.
All right, nothing happens to you as well.
And I did one for Tricky as well. 24.
And okay, half damage for Tricky.
Okay.
Right, let me double check that. 24, you said?
24.
Nope, you're fine.
Okay.
24, you say?
Yeah, so all three of you, this green liquid kind of like splashes onto you, and there's like a slight sizzling, but you're able to wipe it away, feeling no lasting damage.
And Scarab and Tricky run back down the hallway towards Rootmore.
Oh, hello!
Zombies!
And Rootmore's just out of breath. I just ran 60 feet.
Oh, you just hear the squeals of the undead in the back like they're in a parking lot.
Oh, God.
I have anxiety.
I have anxiety.
Oh, no. All right.
See, like, what you guys don't see because, you know, you can't.
Reload.
Scarab just ran away, and now Monet is left here alone.
With eight zombies.
With eight zombies.
Run, girl, run!
Festrogs.
Festrogs.
Festering ogs. Yeah, final action, reload. Rootmore. Throwing it, passing it to you.
Okay. Rootmore's turn.
No, it's not how it goes.
Two right, of them are going to go. It to you. We're playing honor rules.
One of them's going to run up to Monet and swing, trying to bite. That's a 22 to hit, which does not.
That's a miss.
Yeah. It's going to try to swing its claws at you for its second one. Probably a less chance to hit here. Actually. 90-17 plus 5, 22, just missed.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Alright, next one's gonna run up. This gentleman here, as they begin to swarm you, is going to swing as well, trying to bite for a 27.
That's a hit.
Not a lot of damage on these, don't worry. It's only gonna be 5 points of piercing damage. And as it bites you, it's going to spend its last action to begin to rip away at your flesh where it bit.
What was the damage again? I'm sorry.
Fuck.
No worries, not that bad. The damage isn't bad. He's going to rip your fingers off.
The bit of you that he was able to bite, he tears away a strip of your flesh, and you watch him gulp it down in front of you.
So gross.
So nasty.
Shut up.
And you can see all of his pustules begin to vibrate like he's being invigorated by it.
Yippee! They wiggle when you work them.
From that tear, you're going to take an additional 1 point of slashing damage.
Jeepers.
Yeah, so it's like your appendix. It doesn't matter. You don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need skin.
My pinky toe.
I think a pinky toe is more than one damage.
You're gonna fall down real hard.
I know, no balance.
Especially with that metal hand.
Little known fact, fetchlings have 2 pinky toes on each foot.
Oh,
I would believe it. I've seen cats like that.
I thought they were hooves.
Willie's got an extra toe, or is he one toe shy?
He's one toe shy.
Yeah, sorry, he has an extra negative toe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen them extra toed. Dogs kind of have that little weird thumb.
Yeah, they got a little, it's called a dew claw.
It's like, they could be like raptors, but nah, they gave up.
Yeah, it's like way up.
Monet, now it is your turn.
Okay. Cool. Monet's going to run.
Get me out of here!
No. Damn it.
That's the thing, I don't want to get like multi grabbed by these dudes.
She's not going to run yet. She'll run in a
Are
second.
Are you sure?
She's going to run in a second.
God.
She's going to run in a damn second.
Careful.
You going to do a big boom?
No way you're hitting all these without hitting yourself.
Tremor.
Trying to pass your own save?
Yep.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
All right, so it's a fortitude save, right?
Fortitude.
And you're affecting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the 8. I don't have 7 d20s, so this is going to take a second.
Just pay attention to the timing and jump.
Ooh, okay. Let me just do it this way.
Dodge the blast.
Okay, the one to the north of you got a natural 1. So what's the damage on that?
Oh. Oh. Ooh. I think
Holy
it's still
crap.
Just... Yeah,
That's
it's
double, dude!
It's not double.
No?
No.
Is it a... What kind of save?
It's a basic.
Yes, That's it's doubled.
It's double?
Double damage.
basic.
Woo! Yeah, dude.
Okay.
The damage you're rolling is for the spell. They're okay, all going to
so
take
let me,
that damage.
Let me just roll the damage. So.
Yes.
Okay, so that guy takes 32 damage.
What? And you kill him.
Yeah!
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Right? 8 plus 8 is 16.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
All right, this one right to the east of him got a... That's a fortitude save. He got a 22.
That's it.
That is a pass.
That's nice.
Okay, so he's going to take half of 16. He takes 8. Okay.
Is he going to copyright you if you play it anymore?
Had to.
I like that. I like that. Things are turning around.
Dude, all right, hero this one moment right now, dude.
Failed the save.
Brutal.
13 total. Is that a crit fail?
13 total? 10 under?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not a crit fail, okay. So you take 16 damage.
Okay. 16 damage. That one
explodes.
Is the one that got shot. He is also dead.
Yeah!
Yes!
Fuck that guy.
Give me more.
Wow!
Next one, the one to the south of you. Natural 19, got a 26.
That is a pass. He takes 8 damage.
8 damage to him. Okay, and then this one next. A lot of rolling. 20.
That is a fail.
So he'll take 16.
Or 16, yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This one next. Natural 1.
32.
We know the damage. He is dead.
Completo.
And this one, the last one.
Pop, pop, pop.
16. Fails, takes 8. And he is also dead.
Wow!
And that's all of them?
Dude.
That's all of them.
Okay, Monet takes 8 damage.
Not failed your own save. Worth it.
I rolled.
I have to make you another circle. How long does the difficult terrain last?
Until the start of my next turn. So that one's gone. You can just
cool,
move
I can
it
just
over.
Just move it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And now Moni will run.
If I can get a hold of the damn thing.
Dude, crisis averted. Holy shit.
Not completely. And we still have 4. Dude.
I can't grab this thing.
Yeah.
My circle.
The half of them are dead. Like. Massive. That's amazing, dude. Can I like vote for a PP?
Yeah, you have PP. Cause also like it was very smart. Cause I understand now you could have stepped out, but then you wouldn't be able to run. So
it was
very
bold.
Smart
Thank
to
you.
Do that.
PP for Fief.
You gave smart. Me a session PP instead huh? of you gave me a. An
well, give it back, ungrateful.
I'm no, I'm sorry.
No, now you don't get one.
Okay.
Okay. Don't call me Jesus.
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus.
This is scary. And now, Monet runs.
Yeah, you've left 4 of them standing with a massive crater, and you ran away.
I ran away.
Right, well, the 4, coincidentally, the 4 that are up are the 4 whose turns it is.
No.
Damn!
Please don't hit me.
So, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That one's going to run up to you and try to bite you.
Just wait till I get there. I'm going to kick their ass.
Only 3 will be able to.
24?
That's a hit.
Okay, that's going to be not a lot of damage. That's a poo-poo damage. 6 points of piercing damage. And for its second action, same as before, it's going to try to tear away that piece of flesh and... drink it. It's going to eat it.
Drink it.
One more point of slashing damage on top of that.
Okay, not bad.
And it looks like it's been nourished in some way.
I don't care about its nourishment.
30. As this thing comes scrambling around the corner on all 4s, it was one movement. 5, 10, 15, and then it charges forward, like its claws scraping on the cobblestone as it slides around the corner before it comes barreling down the hall, and it's going to jump forward, and it's actually going to bite at you, Scarab.
Dodged.
Natural 20.
Oh.
Don't worry, he doesn't have a name, so no card.
That's bad.
Just
give him a card.
Double damage. Give him a card.
All right.
Yes, finally.
I don't want to get hit at it.
Okay, that's going to be...
I hate getting hit. This game sucks. Get mad.
16 points of piercing damage.
That's bad, man.
Then the third one.
That's a pretty ugly thing to do. It's very out of character.
20, 25. Yeah, they're just gonna... pile on in. As soon as those two come scurrying around and jumping at you, you see the other two spin around the corner as well, sliding on their claws before they barrel in your direction. And that is it for them. Which brings us to Rootmore.
Oh my god!
I can't see, I can't see! Pick me up, pick me up!
Oh shit.
Throw a bomb.
Yeah, if you could. Or you could just do a...
They were too far.
They're too far for...
Yeah, because it's only 30 feet. Two actions left. I got to... I have to do a spell. Because I can't reach them.
I have to do a spell.
I have to.
I have
Make
to.
Stop.
He's addicted.
Oh. This guy in the back right here, untouched. Just saying.
Well, he can leap. He's not a part of this.
Fair point. He goes around the corner.
Thank you. You're not a part of this, man.
Takes psychic damage, slowly walks away.
Just feels bad. Who are you?
I'm the DM.
I'm Felicia.
No, I'm talking to the man.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the men are talking, Felicia.
Close my mouth.
Why is he in the wall on your screen? That's not where I put them.
I was going to say, what is happening with the guy on the wall?
He's supposed to be right here.
Okay.
I jokingly made him walk around the corner and then put him back. And for your side, it's just like, no, he can be in the wall.
Any of them hurt?
All the others are hurt.
All the others are hurt. Just the one in the back is not.
Correct. All, okay. All the others are almost the same in HP.
Okay. Then, shit.
Sorry, they all look equally damaged.
Wish I could do more.
Almost like the developers ran out of space and it's just a copy of the same creature over and over again, even though they were hit in different places.
The one next
to... No, this one's facing the other way.
That's good.
He's different.
That's good. He's not looking, so he's flat-footed.
He's not looking. He's surrounded.
I'm attacking that one, the one that's not paying any attention. The
I
one
just
next
realized,
to Monet and Rootmore.
I just realized not an oopsie Rootmore. I did.
What'd you do?
Tremor is an overflow. Monet shouldn't have been able to move away. She would have had to channel her elements again.
Cheater. Fucking cheater. Do you ever get tired? No, I'm just kidding. Keep the pee-pee. It's fine. We live and we learn.
But she doesn't have her elements channeled right now, is what I'm saying.
What if you just, the next turn, just have two actions? Make up for it like that.
Okay, yeah, I could do that. I could do that. There you go. Big thinker.
Wouldn't that be the same as you just channeling your actions as your first action on your turn?
Well, so then, basically, if I just give myself two actions this round, I take away the movement. Because instead of doing my tremor and moving, I would have had to channel my elements and do a tremor. Because channel elements is one move. Or one action. So this one...
So you would have been swarmed on your own.
I would have been swarmed on my own.
In a hallway surrounded by your friends.
Exactly.
I got you. That's a big cheat. All right.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do... That's why I wanted to give the pee-pee back. Because it wasn't a hero move. It wasn't a... It would have been if I did it correctly and I just stayed there. Then it would have deserved the... That.
Imog plays with tears in his eyes. Heartbroken.
Where have all the good men gone?
Oh, that's pretty good. 26 to hit with Divine Lance.
That's a hit.
Fantastic.
26.
Fantastic.
That's a critical hit.
Single target.
Ooh, single target, yes.
On the one in front?
This guy.
The one... That's adjacent to Monet and Scarab.
Okay.
4d4.
Yeah.
Which is 8d4 on a crit.
Yeah.
Keepers.
Yeah.
22 spirit damage.
Rad.
And in a flash of light, he's gone.
Oh!
Bye! Pew.
That is it for Rootmore.
See you.
Bye, bye, guy.
Bye, Rootmore.
I almost said Scarab. Bye, Rootmore.
Hey, Scarab, get it out of the way. Let me smack him. I'm going to slap him in the face.
Whatever, bozo.
We'll just stand there. I don't give a shit. Whatever. I'll just hide behind the pig. I don't care.
I want to stay and bang. Turn to new leaf.
I like to lay down and bang.
All right, something happens that you guys can't see, and it's Scarab's turn.
Ugh, what kind of gross, weird stuff has happened up there? What kind of weird stuff is happening
I
up
think
there?
It's Monet's shadow.
Shadow Monet! I come to realize that I'm home now. Home now.
Let's see here.
Just shorten it to Shadow Moan.
Shadow Moan!
Scarab is going to fire at the... freak that's right.
She's going home now.
Scarab's gonna... I forget that I can do this. Scarab's gonna fire at this freak that's next to Monet.
Okay.
We're shooting. We are shooting. Hey, ooh, okay. Let me remember how to count really quick. That's gonna be a 25 to hit.
Critical hit.
Oh! Jeepers. That's gonna be 34 magical cold iron piercing. Or... 4 of that's piercing, if that matters. 7 of that's piercing, rather. Oh no, it's different with these guys.
Because the piercing is actually its weakness in the cold iron. Ooh. And the bullets.
And the bullets. how much total?
34.
It is dead. Immediately.
I knew it.
Completed.
34.
Scarab reloads, and we're going to fire again at the one closest.
Yes!
Eat lead, shithead. Oh, baby.
Eat shit, lead it. Damn it.
It's going to be a 21 to hit.
21's a hit.
7 magical cold iron piercing precision. Rather, precision is the D4s, my bad.
Precision.
Precision.
All right, precision done.
Now for the finally attack.
Wait, shoot, reload, shoot.
Tricky's gonna walk behind Rootmore so he gets a chance. Nice.
Oh no.
Free action to scoot past Rootmore and kinda like squeeze you against the wall more than necessary. But just be like, oh, here you go, Rootmore.
Smush you against the couple.
We're just up here murdering, don't know what you've been doing.
Feel all the pig fur brush against your face as it mushes you into the wall, and as the butt passes by, just keeps going.
Really, a forced squeak.
Right in your face.
And this whole thing, starting with the poltergeist, it's like,
what's happening?
Yeah, literally all Rootmore did was break a cage on that, and then he ran south for a very long time.
It's like, football!
Hit a ghost, and then he's running back north again. Like, he's just out of breath. There's a lot going on right now.
How do American soccer players do this?
It sucks, I can tell you.
Oh, trust. I love playing soccer.
Yeah,
boy,
soccer
oh boy.
Is my, just, one of my favorites.
I love playing soccer when you're a fucking sweeper or a goalie, and it's like, I'll just chill here and make sure nobody scores. Cool.
Just fucking do it laps, man.
But if you're playing a forward, my God.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Whose turn is it?
Passing it to you, Rootmore.
It's Monet's turn.
All right, Rootmore.
Monet's turn. Monet goes. Monet, you go.
Okay, Monet is going to move away.
Oh, damn it. I forgot. Okay. Sorry, real quick. Scarab, you shot 2 Festrogs next to Monet. Monet, I need 2 reflex saves.
You're getting splattered.
Right, she's getting dang splattered. And what? The other one,
not
it didn't.
Dead.
The other one that got vaporized, don't we need to worry about it?
No, wasn't piercing damage.
You just disappeared.
Okay, that's a natty 18 plus 14.
Oh, piercing.
Okay, so no damage on the first one.
And then that's a 21.
2 points of poison damage to you then.
God damn it, she's enfeebled. She's damn in poison.
She's dead.
She's dead.
God damn it, she's dead.
No, you gotta get rid of this fatigue and enfeebled.
And then she runs away. to here. And,
Kaito's kidding. Don't run away. I don't want them coming at me. I can't do it.
Scarab puts his foot on Rootmore's back and shoves him a little bit towards the fest frogs. Further into the hallway. There you go, bud.
They smell like poo-poo. I don't like it.
Everything you asked for.
No! Here.
I was going to stay and bang, but here we are.
She's going to run far away. She's yelling, you got this, Rootmore.
Oh!
Trips him on her way past.
Kicks him onto the floor, shoves him.
We do that.
Pulls down your pants, farts on him, pulls him back up, keeps running.
Do the thing where Monet gets on her hands and knees behind him and I shove him over her.
She wipes a bit of the poison on his face.
She's behind him, but you shove him forward and he falls down anyway.
There you go. That's everything you ever wanted, Ryan Rumor.
What is the Festrog's turn?
He did tell us to run.
And ask for too much.
They're both going to screech and charge at Rootmore.
Oh, hello! So,
trying to bite you first. Ooh, 28.
Oh no, that's a hit.
Minimal damage, 5 damage piercing.
Okay.
And then it's gonna try to tear that chunk of flesh away and eat it.
Don't.
2 points of slashing damage.
Goof.
It looks like it has a glow.
Are you pregnant? Stop! You
Maybe
can't be
now.
Pregnant.
Now he's pregnant. You're the father, Rootmore.
Oh no, I can't afford this.
And then the other one's gonna do the same.
Hey, do you want to go to Mexico?
Actually, I'm sorry.
Let's go to Mexico.
Yes. Other one's gonna do the same. It's charge right and swing. He misses.
I'd like to retcon my last movement.
Last action. He's gonna swing again. Probably gonna miss unless snap 20. No.
I want to go to Mexico,
Rudy. Round 5.
Oh, wow.
Round 5, Rudy.
So, let's see. The one that's hurt is the one to the left?
They're both hurt.
They're both hurt.
The one that's to the left is the one that just took a big old bite out of you, though.
Gross. He treated you like a Christmas ham.
Yeah, screw it. Just hammer time. Regular old hammer swing.
Regular.
Come on now. Come on, baby. That'll still hit. 22.
That's a hit.
Okay.
He's absolutely right.
13 bludgeoning.
Smash.
Bludgeoning. Not quite.
Crunch.
Doing it again.
Give him a hearty bonk, but he's still standing.
Same guy, swinging again.
Ooh, double checking something. One moment.
Oh.
Nope, you're fine.
Okay. Come on, hit a plus 10. Let's go. Come on. 17.
Hit.
Ooh.
Crunch. All right. Crunch. On. Crunch.
7 bludgeoning.
7 bludgeoning. Same guy?
Same guy.
It's gonna do it. That's it.
Yeah, as your hammer swishes through the air, you hear the sickening thud first, followed by an immediate squelch and pop as the blisters begin to ooze out the side of its head, and it collapses to the ground motionless.
Yes! 3rd swing at a plus 5. Come on, give me a good roll.
Never a negative one. You can't fail.
Give me a good roll, Rootmore. Come on! Ooh, that's a 12 on the die. 17.
Hit.
Yeah! Come on, baby!
Make it a big one.
Oh, that is. Darling. 18 bludgeoning.
Yeah!
And you kill the last fast frog.
Big shot.
Ew.
And you are out of initiative.
Wow! Woo. 3 encounters.
Wild. We need to sleep so bad.
Yeah.
Man, it's only 7.
It's 7:46.
I know, actually. Which is sad. This makes me sad thinking about the 46 part.
I know.
It makes me sad too.
Yeah, just round down. Just round down.
Yeah. Round down until that hour hits, and then all of a sudden, what happened? It's 8 o'clock!
Whoa!
Okay, yeah, wow. You guys, I'm sleepy. I should get
Dude, that was awesome.
Bravo. You know,
I did think Monet was going to die.
Me too.
That was... And part of me was like, Felicia, why are you trying to kill Monet?
I wasn't.
I know you weren't.
Not at one point.
Beelzebub got in my head, and he's like, Felicia's trying to kill Monet. I was like, no. It's not true. It's impossible.
But no, that was just a little test. It's like, oh, you want Monet to die? Let's see what that looks like. But here we are. You had some little, you had some cool little hero moments. It was awesome to hit seven dudes at once.
Even though I was cheating.
Yeah.
And here we are. Yeah, I know. It's the preparing, right? You have to use the action to prepare. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally haven't played in over a month. Yeah. You know.
I still would have been able to hit them. I just shouldn't have been able to run away afterwards. That's the only thing. I still would have taken the damage. They still would have taken the damage. I just may have died at that in that spot.
They probably wouldn't have been able to hit you.
Scarab reloads his weapon. He has 32 bullets.
I have to pee.
Oh, shit.
But then I come back and reach the credit?
It's not, yeah. See, that's okay, not like... 32 is not like low or anything, but that's just anyone who's counting.
That's it, you know.
It's low. That was.
It's not endless.
In those three rooms, that was like 15 shots.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
Big, and I'll get 10 if we rest.
Yeah, I think keeping track of ammunition, arrows, bolts, I think that's amazing. Like that's more immersive. I love doing that.
I mean, if we run out. We'll see what happens.
Gotta figure something out.
Got a couple of daggers. Yeah. We got daggers and a boar.
You got a flying claw.
I got a boar.
I think in there somewhere. Flying talon.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's got reach.
Yeah,
I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can either make a melee strike or a ranged strike. And if you do a ranged strike, I think you can trip.
Plus 14 to hit. It's just the damage is trash.
Yeah.
But it's...
You're not getting any 45, 54 damage crits with that.
No. And don't forget, Pig don't run out of ammunition. Pig got teeth for days.
No, 100%.
Pig thrash.
It's definitely dangerous. If we had arrows, or actually I need bolts. Is this like video games? Do you need bolts for
Yes.
For crossbows and arrows? Okay. I don't know if we have any bolts.
I do love the preface of the question, though. Is this like video games?
Is it like video games?
Based on real life.
I know.
Where actually video games are based off of these systems.
Yeah. But it's like, you could probably fire a bolt from a bow. It just wouldn't notch, which means it would probably not go where you want it.
You'd lose.
Oh, you know what? Actually, bolts are way shorter, so you wouldn't be able to use the same force either. And you couldn't do an arrow in a crossbow because they'd be too long and the fletching gets in the way.
Yeah.
Whee.
Yeah, you would have to, like, alter the arrow to work in a crossbow. Shorten it, adjust the head, maybe, I don't know.
Refletch it.
Yeah.
Go dual dagger, fuck it.
Can't do that.
Yeah, dude, your tusks and his combined.
No, but, like,
tricky
seriously.
Attack twice, you attack twice, boom. Four attacks in a round.
Yeah. With only, like, one... penalty to the attack.
Or I just take several days of rest, because each day I'll just make more bullets out of thin fucking air, and then you guys, figure out what you do with your days, as I just sleep and make bullets.
No, this was crazy. I mean, literally, next
Wake
episode...
Wake up, your wagon's gone.
Damn.
Like, next episode
so
is gonna
black
be...
powder, though.
Again.
Next episode is just gonna be us looting three rooms. That's it. We gotta loot the library. We gotta loot where all those shadows were. We also gotta find Shadow Monet. Shadow Monet is just running.
Shadow Monet, it's like, that sounds like a...
Every round, 90 feet.
James Bond movie.
That really sucks for Monet, but what a cool story arc, you know?
Come from Shadow, no longer have Shadow.
Dude, what if, you know, future Curse Caravan, we run into Monet again in another party, but it's actually the Shadow Monet.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. Oh, I got a wicked backstory.
Yeah. Super solid, man. One day I wasn't, and then I was.
Yeah, we played. I mean, it's obviously going to be cut down because of, you know, silence and bullshit, but we sat here for 4 hours and played this. And I miss it. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too. When we get back from birthday trip, we gotta just get back into it.
Yeah.
I love doing this with you guys. It was a good time.
Hell yeah.
The Cursed Caravan uses...
It's
been a while. The Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy... paizo.com/community-use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. The Cursed Caravan theme music we play at the end of each of our episodes is written by our very own Matthew.
Yay, Matthew!
Yay!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We would also like to thank Michael Gubby Studios for any music that we use in our for our music and ambiance, the world reference, tabletop. Wow, I can't. Hold on.
Can't do it anymore. Can't do it, Michael Gubby!
We would also like... We would also like to thank Michael Gubby Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio, for any music that we use for our ambiance. You can find out more about Michael Gelfie at michaelgelfie.com, and you can check out their Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Leave us a comment and rate us 5 stars on your podcast app of choice, especially Apple Podcasts. Spotify also allows you to rate and comment. And Emma, do we have any comments to read?
Yeah, we got a few. There's a... Obviously, if you see the timestamp on these episodes, there's been a big gap. We've been busy and stuff, but thank you guys very much. We haven't received a single complaint about us not posting episodes. So
get to it.
No, don't complain.
Come on, don't let them off.
What I'm saying is thank you for not complaining. Like, you know...
I also haven't received a single dollar, so...
Oh, God.
Or death threat.
That's not the point. Like... I mean, just like you guys know, you guys have lives, we also have lives, and unfortunately, like, if we had the time to do this all the time, we would do it all the time, but holy shit, we are busy.
Indeed.
I'm just glad to be doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, we've got one comment on, episode 49 of Crown of the Kobold King from It's Roy.
It's Roy
says, I'm looking forward to the new books coming out and what you guys are going to do with them.
Nice.
Super excited. We need to check it out.
Yeah, there are a lot of new books coming out, and it's really cool. There is, you know, I'll just say it. It's not a guarantee, but this is our goal, what we want to do after Crown of the Kobold King. I do want to run an adventure. And it's a book that's a little older. It's still second edition, but it came out, I want to say, 2020, 2021, you know.
Don't give away too much.
No, I'm not going to say what it is. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's going to be a little adventure that I'm going to run, that I want to run. We're going to try to do it. And I'm very excited about it. We do plan on doing it after... Crown of the Kobold King.
And so about 3 years from now.
3 years from now.
No.
How far are we, Cody?
No. pretty far. We are
doing
almost
good.
To book three.
Wow. So I think I'll make a prediction. I think we're like in in-game area, right?
You're firmly in the mid, vastly approaching endgame.
Because the way I see it is, yeah, we're going through this dungeon, the Kobold King and all that, but there is still the town to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of shit going on in town.
Mm-hmm.
There is the corrupt leadership. There is this disease or plague or whatever it is
mm-hmm.
that we completely forgot about. Well,
you didn't forget.
Not,
you just haven't been
forgot.
Back to town in what now feels like, you know, months, but it's really only been like 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, like, as a player, it's like, oh yeah. I was thinking about it like yesterday. Just, I forgot. There is something going on. There is a sickness going on that we haven't solved
yet. It's got to be something to do with that yellow light. Like, it's got to mm-hmm. be.
Oh, 100%. The yellow light has to do with the king, the Kobold King, whatever, his crown.
Mm-hmm.
Unleashing the backstory that Cody told us about. The, help me. You told us. It's this undead dude that a lot of people locked up, and the dwarves locked him up. Another
with the
race
seals.
Yeah, there was a seal. Yes.
So you remember fine. I don't need to help you.
But I don't remember his name.
Oh, the Whispering Tyrant.
Oh, the Whispering... See, the Whispering Tyrant in Pathfinder is huge.
Massive.
He's huge.
Massive.
And...
he's like the Sauron.
Yeah, we're trying... we're trying to keep him at bay. We're trying to keep him locked up, and this quote-unquote Kobold King is trying to release him from what we know.
It's definitely a lot. There's a lot going on.
There is a
lot to figure out.
Very cool.
I'm having a lot of fun. I'm glad that we're playing.
What'd you say?
I don't even have that in my notes.
Have what?
The Whispering Tyrant.
Oh, dude.
It's from the intro.
Oh, okay.
Episode 1, the pre-intro that you weren't even here when I recorded it. It was just me and him sitting down and doing it.
Well, I mean, regardless, there was, like, I would say maybe 10 episodes back.
I think we played it for you.
We talked about it. There was backstory that we learned about it.
But yeah, anyways, thank you so much, you guys. Thank you for being patient and understanding.
And if you haven't been, thank you for being quiet about it.
Yeah, exactly. Appreciate it.
That's all that matters.
Make sure you you leave those comments. We'll read them on here. Let me know how you think.
Tell a nerd about us.
Yeah, that too. And ask them how they think. That's interesting. Bye.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll see all of you on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Plug.
Yeah, check out Matt's TikTok. It's Sweetboy Toshio. Check out Emad's YouTube. It is Bamboo Trauma. We also have a YouTube. It is Curse Caravan. Leave us an email. All that I forgot to say. But thank you.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
For being a traveler on the Curse Caravan. Leave comments.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Running
into an area, you know. Oh, you didn't get me a Coca-Cola?
You didn't ask. Emad asked for a beer.
Oh.
Don't look at me.
Emad, he's my husband. All right.
Okay.
All right.
I just wanted two chicken nuggets.
I'm just gonna.
Emad needed
to
a beer.
Back off.
Back off.
I need you to back off, man. No,
crap.
No, sir. Don't touch him. Don't touch him like that. Emad, ew. Emad, get your hand out of his butthole.
Ew, stop.
Deeper. I can take it.
No buttholes during my turn.
Sorry.
Wait, your turn. Me in the butthole.